Life insurance in a can.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Coming up here on the show, another version of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, and oh, there are a lot of numbers floating around out there. Some of them ugly, some of them positive. At least we're done with taxes. I hope you're done with taxes. Wait till you hear about the mortgage fraud case. Finally, a jury convicting one of the bad guys. That's part of We Can Count. The big buzz coming out of D.C., though, had to be kind of twofold on the Obamas. One was, here we go again with the air traffic controllers, only this time it was a military deal, even though the air traffic controller in question wasn't asleep, wasn't watching a movie, but was a civilian. In a nutshell, Michelle Obama was on a daytime television show. So coming back from that show in New York City, she narrowly, her plane, avoided a collision with a 200-ton military cargo jet. The Washington Post, somebody there got wind of it and reported it. It happened on Monday. What happened was the plane that she was on, the Boeing 737, they got a bunch of them apparently, a fleet for passengers. They call them the presidential passenger jets. It had to abort a landing. So that's serious enough anyway. It sounded when I heard the headline, though, that practically the planes had brushed against each other. That wasn't the case. It was close. From an aviation standpoint, you cannot be that close. You can't be 5 miles in. There wasn't enough separation between the plane that she was on, the 737, and the military C-17. So, needless to say, they did what they had to do. They backed off of it. And the Boeing 737 landed safely after it did a go-around. I think they didn't want this out, but somebody leaked it to the Washington Post, and then it became a big story. The FAA didn't talk about it. They didn't address the role of the air traffic controllers in this one. I think they're tired of talking about air traffic controllers. The rule is you have to have a 5 mile separation between planes at a lower altitude, of course, when you're trying to land, because of the turbulence you could experience off of the wings. You get that, and it'll be dangerous to the planes behind. Could pull them down closer into a catastrophe. There was a civilian controller in the middle of this one in Warrington who told the military's controller at Andrews that the distance between the planes was 4 miles, and that was inaccurate. The distance was just over 3 miles. So 3, 4, whatever it was definitely inside of 5. They asked the plane to circle the runway so that the C-17 could clear, and then there wasn't any problem. But because of what's going on with 5 different cases of air traffic controllers falling asleep and one watching a movie that was broadcast to several planes trying to get a hold of that particular guy in a tower in Oberlin, not too far away from Cleveland, it's created a big stir, and it should, because you may be on one of those planes one day. All of a sudden, other things were revealed about the patterns of the air traffic controllers. One, that in the overnight hours, there'd often be a solo person. Two, that their schedules were juggled all over the place. And we know third shifters don't get enough sleep. How often do you, listening to me, not get enough sleep? Because your pattern is different from the rest of the world. So are you sleeping soundly when they're buzzing around your apartment or your house with the blowers? Or people are ringing your doorbell? Or they're trying to get you on the phone? There's noises around you. So do you ever really get a great night's sleep? And the answer is, I don't think anyone on the third shift can tell me. They get a full 8+ hours with no interruptions. Almost like the vampires, that they just go away, they sleep, and nobody bothers them. All right, the second big story involving the other Obama, the president, and it's just kind of an oddball thing, in a way, because he talks to so many reporters, but a reporter got under his skin from a local station in a big market in Dallas, Texas, who was in the White House doing a quick interview with him. Sometimes they set it up so various people can interview the president from stations across the U.S. This guy's name was Brad Watson. I want you, now this is a little lengthy. It's like 2 minutes, but I want you to hear the whole thing so it makes sense. Take a listen.
We can take a more balanced approach, consistent with what my fiscal commission put forward, which says $2 trillion worth of cuts.
But in Texas, his plan is a tough sell.
Why do you think you're so unpopular in Texas?
Well, look, the Texas has always been a pretty Republican state for historic reasons.
However, he inferred his election meant Texas politics were changing.
We lost by a few percentage points in Texas.
Well, you lost by about 10.
Well, 55-44. I understand. If what you're telling me is Texas is a conservative state, you're absolutely right.
Republican Governor Rick Perry harshly and frequently criticizes the president over the health care law, EPA regulations on Texas oil and gas industries, and the budget. But Mr. Obama hinted at hypocrisy by Perry.
Governor Perry helped balance his budget with about $6 billion worth of federal help. Which he happily took, and then started blaming the members of Congress who had offered that help.
Houston Republicans and Democrats suspect the Obama administration skipped Houston to award shuttle orbiters to states that would help in the president's reelection.
That's wrong.
So was the shuttle not awarded to Houston because of politics?
I just said that was wrong. We had nothing to do with it. The White House had nothing to do with it. There was a whole commission, a whole process. That's how the decision was made.
And you weren't personally involved in the decision?
I just said that wasn't true.
He claimed an immigration reform bill still isn't dead.
So the question is going to be, are we going to be able to find some Republicans who can partner with me and others to get this done once and for all instead of using it as a political football?
And the president says he's not giving up on Texas.
Are you going to campaign in Texas for re-election or is the state written off?
I never write off any states.
You're not going to write off?
I never write off states, and I love Texas.
Wow, that was a little awkward. And you could tell he put in his reporting there, but what he was asking him was constantly about this Texas, and you heard the president say, well, it's a conservative state. If you're asking me that, you're absolutely right. I don't know there was much of much he could do there other than dance around that. But what's interesting is the behind the scenes. That's why I wanted you to hear it. The behind the scenes now is this. It looks like this reporter, I happen to know his name, it's probably all over the place, it's Brad Watson, that probably he will not be going back to the White House to do any interviews. In fact, he's been warned that that might be the last interview he gets to do, especially when he asks the question, why do you think you're so unpopular in Texas? So they're calling it the outburst heard round the world. And it's because Obama is usually even keeled and cool. Joe Cool is the nickname, and he got a little prickly. And he's cultivated kind of a reputation of managing confrontations, but he couldn't help himself there with the reporter. But, hey, that guy's been booted. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we started off America Tonight with the Obamas. One, the first lady's plane that had to abort the landing that nobody knew about until Tuesday. It happened on Monday. And then President Obama sitting down with a Texas television station reporter where he got a little prickly because he didn't like the question about why do you think you're so unpopular in Texas. Somebody said to me, off to the side, I said, well, what was the big deal in a way? Because that's all they were talking about in Washington. And part of the reason they said, well, you know, this has kind of gotten a lot of buzz is because the Democrats think that Texas really could be in play for them in 2012. So they didn't want a bunch of negative stuff out of there and a bunch of needling, I guess, to get the president to say something about, well, you're a bunch of conservative Republicans and you're never going to go in my direction anyway and whatever. And that's why he made that comment about Texas being conservative. All right, coming up, let me set up the menu for you for the rest of the hour. We're going to talk about BP. It's a year later. We're also going to talk, I mean, there's certainly more support, I think, for offshore drilling. I've seen a couple of polls even that support that. And the governor of Arizona that a lot of people love, Jan Brewer, in fact, many people saying, why doesn't she run? Vetoes the birther bill, and it upsets a lot of people, and her stock went down in some folks' eyes as far as a bigger national deal for Brewer. But she said it was the right thing to do, and they couldn't waste time on that. Speaking of wasting time, is Donald Trump wasting time with all the things that he's saying lately and hinting about running for, not even hinting, almost flat out saying he's going to run for president? It could all just be a publicity stunt, but insiders tell me it's not, that he really does want to run. And you say, go figure, why does he want to run? Tomas in Michigan, you get the first crack. Hello. What are you doing?
Excuse me, I was watching a movie and sleeping there on duty there. I'm sorry.
But luckily, you didn't have to be in charge of planes landing. I love the story of the guy watching the movie, had the little DVD thing going. He's watching The Cleaner with Samuel L. Jackson, and he hits the wrong button. So for minutes, that goes out, and that's what the pilots are hearing when they're trying to call in. So he busted himself. What a dummy.
Yeah, you know, you should have a, not the dungeon, but like a dummy place where you send dummies, because he would be a perfect first time, you know.
He would. The first dummy on America Tonight. I love it.
You know, I just have a question, because I was looking at the Republican Ryan's budget plan there, the one that cuts like $6.2 trillion.
Uh-huh.
And I said it to you on Facebook. If you go down and look at it, it gives you the deficits that it would have, you know. And the first deficit, the first year is like $900 billion. And then the next year is like $600 billion. And then the next one is $489 billion. These are all deficits, okay? The next one's 430, next one's 478, next one's 407, next one's 378. That's the lowest one. The next one is 415 billion. These are all deficits. 405, 391. At the end of 10 years, he adds them all up there and he's got $5,087,000,000,000 in deficits. Now, this is the guy whose plan is the big cutter, right? That's the big Babe Ruth of all the budget plans, and it adds $5 trillion to our debt in 10 years. How in the heck does that cut anything? I mean, the reason we want to cut is because we're paying interest on our national debt.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
And,
yes, absolutely.
And if you add $5 trillion, I don't think that's going to lower the interest that you're paying. Matter of fact, let me see. We got 14 now plus 5. That would be 19. So
yeah. We'd
be paying a third more. I don't. And you know what? The Democrats ain't saying anything about it. The media doesn't say anything about it.
No, people have talked about it. That's not true. People talk about the time and then the numbers, the specifics of it not adding up because they're broad brush strokes, and that's what you're saying. When you hear, okay, hey, this is how much we're going to slash, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not what it appears to be. We've said that with every single person that has put out some kind of a plan, including Ryan, that it's not what they say it is. It's not, because you go back and you look exactly like you did and you look at what it includes and it doesn't make sense because it doesn't.
Yeah.
People are thinking,
what they're
and
doing,
like
you, what they're doing is they're telling you how much the difference is between
right.
their plan and
yes.
Obama's plan.
Yes,
but it
that's
doesn't,
it.
You know,
doesn't
it doesn't
matter.
Help us at all.
Right,
now,
because it's not cutting. It's not a flat-out cut. Like, you're thinking like me, if you say you're cutting something, it's like your household budget. If you say you're cutting out however amount of money from your grocery bill, you're not spending that money. You're not putting it back in 5 years down the road, little by little. You're not saying that. And the axe that they're swinging is not a – that's what it is. It's not a finite axe.
And if anybody wants to look at it, it's on Kate's Facebook. And, and I'll tell you what, Rand Paul, the senator, now his balances the budget in 2015. So at least that one, you know, in 3 or 4 years down the road, at least it balances the budget. But, you know, he cuts entire departments off, you know, and that's going to be really hard to do. But
that's what they're trying to avoid. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, on across the board, 20%. And I think these Republicans, you know, they are hanging on to that. We're not going to raise taxes.
Yeah.
And they're making it so that if a politician is for raising taxes, he's going to be kicked out. And
right.
I tell you what, people are going to start thinking, you know, if the situation is that bad, maybe we should, you know, raise taxes. You know, $14 trillion. I know people say, gee whiz, but haven't you heard that the more you lower taxes, the more revenue the government makes? Well, my answer to that is the only person that I remember creating surpluses was Bill Clinton, and he raised taxes. So if you can walk the walk, I'll listen to you talk the talk. But until you can walk the walk, I don't want to hear you talk the talk.
Yeah.
And on that, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Tomas. Tomas actually makes a very good point in what he's talking about with the with the deficit and the going back and forth of how much can we cut. You know, it's almost like you're at a poker game. You cut this much, I'll cut that much, and the Democrats refuse to cut, so we're going to cut double what they say they would give in to. But he's right, then you really look at it, and it doesn't do much because you're just pushing it off further and actually adding to the deficit in the end. And it's a question of how do you get this thing down now? I mean, how do you do it as fast as possible? That's the way to cut it, because the interest will just accrue, and you'll be back to the same thing you were before. But most of the way the plans are presented, it doesn't look that way. It's like I say all the time about the bills in Washington. In fact, it's one of the things that Rand Paul, the now senator from Kentucky, that said when he was running that I agree with, that there has to be some kind of a waiting period with these bills when they get them, because they're chock full of things, little language things that are different than what initially you think you're getting in the front couple pages of a bill that then becomes a law. Then there are other things in it that are different that take away from a number, for example, and when you're trying to slash and cut and reduce the deficit. Let's just say it's clear as mud. That's the problem. Clear as mud. Absolutely. All right, one thing that is definitely clear on this show, the tail end will be going to We Can Count. I've already mentioned that, and we'll give you some of those numbers, including the thing that excited me the most is that they got one of the bad guys when it came to mortgages and all the fraud that's out there in the subprime lending. Just want to see somebody who's driving around that has a fleet of 50 cars, and they got them by swindling people. Go to jail. Not the drug dealers. The other guys in suits who are just as bad in a much different way. All right, we're going to do that. And also coming up, I love a story I read about General McChrystal saying that he wished his career didn't end the way that it ended. You know, that's the one thing I wanted to know. It's like he faded away and he had to do that so he could gracefully retire from the military, and now he's allowed to talk. Now he's allowed to talk and say, geez, I wish this didn't happen. And we're going to talk about that. Hang with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Part-time job so you could pay for your taxes. You ask for an extension or you're on a payment plan or whatever the reason. Or you can't pay something else, whatever your bills are mounting up. So you need a part-time job. Perhaps you were part of this crowd today. Take a listen to this. All right. Anybody have any clues as to what that sound is? It could be anywhere, couldn't it? It's funny because I saw it on a feed where it said, that sound of McDonald's, people applying for jobs at McDonald's. And it really could be anywhere. But, all right, that's what that was. So 50,000 people looking for gigs with McDonald's. McDonald's swears some of them were jobs that paid more than minimum wage, and more people came out all over the place to apply for these jobs than jobs that are available, showing once again that, of course, people are looking for anything. I mean, anything at all. I've worked in the restaurant business when I was in school, but I never worked at a fast food restaurant. I had one experience with a Dunkin' Donuts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I was like 16 and I decided I was going to get all these jobs. I was so ambitious. I was going to save up all this money. And somebody talked me into working there. Why? I don't know. But I did. I thought, okay, boom, I'll do it. Did it 2 days. This is a true story. Cream fell. And this is an individual store, so it doesn't have anything to do with the company overall. But the cream from the vat fell on the floor. And the manager said, I didn't spill it. Someone else spilled it. But he said, just sweep that up because we'll put that in the donuts. Woo, that killed donuts for me for a very long time. Matt, did you ever work in fast food or restaurants or anything like that?
Well, I did bartending when I was older, but when I was younger, I did work at a McDonald's that was inside of a Target.
Ooh.
So I worked for McDonald's, I believe, is where I got the paycheck from, but it was inside of a Target. And it was a really slow because there wasn't, I mean, there was, like, nobody in there. So I did that for one summer. It was, like, when I was 14, maybe. I don't even remember. Uh-huh. But it was, I was caddying and doing some other things, and then I decided to get something in the summer that paid an actual check.
I love it. So you did the McDonald's thing. Did you get free food? Did you have as
much
free food as
you
wanted?
Oh, yeah. Lots of creations that were made in the back, as well as some floor hockey with the hamburger patties.
Oh, I like that. But you didn't serve those patties,
no,
did
we
you?
Didn't. But they make for good pucks.
All right. Stories from our past, those part-time jobs. 50,000 people looking for them. By the way, a quick aside. There was a lawsuit against McDonald's saying that they shouldn't be able to offer toys with those Happy Meals because it would unfairly lure children into the restaurants. Gee, do you think the Happy Meals are luring them in? But what I love is that McDonald's, they have tons of money, right? So you think they're just going to take that and not fight back? Of course they're going to fight back. Of course. And their lawyers contend that offering toys with Happy Meals it's ridiculous to say that because parents can always choose not to buy the meals for their kids. That's what they can do. I have a feeling that the mother of two who brought this lawsuit saying that the company's advertising violates California consumer protection laws is going to lose. The Happy Meal is huge for McDonald's. I mean, if anything, do you know it's made that company one of the world's biggest toy distributors? A toy distributor. Because you think of the films that it's been tied into, like Shrek Forever and so many others in a long line of movies. Shrek Forever is the latest one. And whether it's toy watches or the characters themselves, absolutely kids want the toy. But I think McDonald's, I'm definitely going to agree with the corporation here. I think McDonald's is right in what they're saying. You're the parent. You don't have to go there. You can say, guess what? We're not going there. And no, you don't get the Happy Meal. You get them the plain cheeseburger or hamburger. You have to take control as the parent. Wow. How about that? Sticking up for McDonald's. Mm. Some people would probably shoot that argument down and say that McDonald's is going after the mother, is blaming the mother, and that it's her fault and that that's wrong. But I think it's a good strategy. I think they're smart to say that because, I mean, come on. What do you think they're going to rule here? All food companies advertise to children. They might say they're not doing it, but they're doing it. Did you ever watch Saturday morning cartoons? One of my favorite tunes, way before it was popular, just so you know. I was on the cutting edge before it was popular. SpongeBob SquarePants. They are pushing everything in the middle of that, like every other cartoon. So I think McDonald's is right there. Hey, if you have a good story you want to share with us, by the way, working in fast food, we want to hear it. I'm curious. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Did you ever work in wait. Did you ever work in fast food? Did you ever work in a restaurant?
Yeah, I did. I did once. I worked for BK for about 2 months. That was that, and that's when I decided that, I went from there to working for a vending company, driving, and I've pretty much been, other than the 4 years in the Air Force, I've been pretty much doing driving jobs ever since.
Wow, the driving is better, but the BK you worked actually, like, frying up the stuff, the onion rings or the burgers or whatever?
Yeah. I was open in the morning part, you know, and I hated getting up into that, you know, because they flame broil the stuff. I mean, the vat above the, where they cook the burgers, you know, the burgers go through.
Yeah.
And it's just cake and grease. You had to clean that every day. And so, I've always kind of looked at that, Kate. That this is, you know, first of all, I was really surprised when you said McDonald's was needing people for jobs because I really thought that's where all the illegals were working at right now.
Listen, I have to be honest with you. I will be so honest with you. In around my place where I live, a lot of times people can't understand you because you're right. There's people that don't speak English working in not just McDonald's, but a lot of other fast food places, and they're handling the drive through or whatever, and it does make you curious. You're right. I got your joke.
And it's not so much about them working the jobs as much the fact that it used to be when you went to a fast food restaurant and behind the counter, you saw a bunch of high school kids back there, you know, and so then the question comes is, well, if the high school kids aren't working fast food at all, and then I'm not trying to say every, no, there isn't any high school kids working it. There are some, you know, but if they're not working fast, what are they doing for a job, period? You know,
well,
they
can't find jobs. They can't. A lot of the kids, the high school kids or those transitioning to college, they can't find the jobs. They don't have those jobs available anymore.
And one of the things about working at fast food joint is it's hard. That's hard work, Kate. That's not easy work. You know, I mean, especially during a rush hour, you know, and it teaches a little bit of work ethic to young people, you know, like, you know, if you don't want to flip burgers your life and your butt or study your books and get to college and, you know, so maybe you can get a better job. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be working manual labor jobs like this the rest of your life. But it doesn't seem they're not learning that right now, Kate. I guess they're living off the money their parents give to them or whatever.
That's not going to last.
No, but, you know, it's a big concern, you know, and I think it's good that a person in, you know, 16 and up, you know, works, you know, 10, 15 hours a week, you know, working at a job, making their own little bit of money and learning how to spend that money wisely, you know, and I don't know what they're doing now. I don't have any teenage kids. Maybe there's some your friends out there in America Tonight can tell what they got teenage kids, where they're getting their money at, you know.
Yeah, that's let me interrupt you. That's a great question because we're talking about first-time jobs. What are your kids doing? If anyone's listening to us that's in that situation, were you pushing your kids out there to line up for one of those jobs for McDonald's? How are they finding work? 800-259-5791. I was like you. I started, and just like Matt, you know, 14 years old, I was working, and my family didn't say, oh, you have to go out and do that, but they were very proud and excited that I wanted to make some money for college or whatever, and I did, just like you said you did at BK.
Right. Hey, anyway, though, well, I was over, you know, in Japan when, you know, I was in high school, and in summertime, the government had a program where we were forced to, it was the summer hire program, and every kid there had to work. You didn't have option. And they only paid us a $1.20 an hour, you know, and I remember just painting, you know, the same building 2 years and 2 summers in a row, like, why, what, you know, and it was just to give us something to do so we wouldn't go get in trouble, you know, but hey, one last thing I got to share with you, Kate, I got to go in for Angio on Thursday, and it's looking like they're going to put stents in my heart. There's a couple of arteries, I think, are not working right, so they say this is pretty much just a basic procedure, but I kind of freak out any time you're doing surgery, you know,
we'll think good thoughts for you, and, you know, say a prayer, keep our fingers crossed, but stents is supposed to be, you're right, that's supposed to be, it sounds funny to say that, but a surgery that is done so much that it's almost commonplace, but we'll be thinking about you, Don. You take care there. Stents. I had a friend that had that done too, the angio, and he said it kind of hurt afterwards, but he was so glad they cleaned everything out. It was a good deal. All right, we're going to talk about General McChrystal and some more of that part-time job stuff. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We Can Count includes a little bit of everything, including this one for all of you space fans. You know how much I love the space shuttle. We've been talking about it, of course, the whole time I've been on the air. I've talked about NASA. We've had even former astronauts on and different people from Houston and different people from Florida. The Endeavor has a date for launch, the 29th. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, should they think, be on hand to see the commander of the Endeavor, her husband Mark Kelly, lift off into space for the final mission for that space shuttle, the Endeavor. I love the name of that, Endeavor. And that's it. Then the Endeavor is off and mothballed, and people get to go and eyeball it. And I think it's exciting, very exciting to see, well, exciting in one sense and kind of sad in another because it's the end of the shuttle era. What's next for space and our aspirations in space? We're going to do a show on that. We're going to do a couple segments on that coming up in the summertime with a lot of different people who are in the know and with some of the ins and outs, that's things that are going to happen both in Florida and in Texas. So if you're listening to me now in Florida, look into the skies on the 29th and see if you can catch that lift off. Very cool. A year after the spill, do you believe it's been a year? It has been a year since that wicked spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And one of the big stories that people are talking about is BP giving money to a lot of politicians. Oh, shocker. I don't think that's a shocker, actually. I think for many years, BP, like other companies, have donated to campaigns corporations have contributed. But when the list comes out, so the list comes out, and the House Speaker John Boehner was a recipient of some of the money, and they gave him $5,000. The House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, got a bunch of money, and you know, it's the contributions that have just happened and just have become known, because of course you have to file with the Federal Election Commission. The contributions, the timing is poor for Boehner and for McCarthy, since this is the date when the BP well exploded and you had 5 million barrels of oil that spilled in the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, if you're one of the aides and you hear that story, you wince. You just wince because you say, oh, I don't want to tell the guy. I don't want to be the one to tell the boss that this is all over the news. His name is all over the news and it's attached to BP. But it is what it is. What it is. The corporations donate money. BP felt like they had enough distance, of course, and that's what happened. Okay, so some of the other things that we're going to talk about here and we can count include tickets and you and I, all of us across the nation. Are you feeling like you're seeing more people being pulled over by the cops and getting tickets for speeding or a taillight being out or registration, whatever it might be? I don't think you're surprised, right? Why do you think that would be? Why? Because more people are breaking the law and there's this just big crackdown on lawbreakers when it comes to offenses in the car? No. Cities and states, they don't have any of the do-re-mi. They're running out. So when people don't want to have their taxes raised, how are you going to make up the revenue? And the answer to that is, if you're going to try to balance the budget and you're not going to do the taxation thing, then probably you're going to have to find other means. So how much money does a city or a town collect in money from motorists being fined? And the answer is you could probably rake in a whole bunch of money. In Los Angeles, I saw an example. The city collects about $1.8 million a year at one intersection. That's one intersection. Think of how big and spread out L.A. is. And they say it's in the San Fernando Valley. Drivers, I guess, are known to run a red light there. The cost of the ticket, if you do that, is almost $500. Yeah. Then we could give you a couple of other examples. Parking in a fire lane in Pensacola, Florida. You know what you get there? It's going to cost you $100 if you do that. It used to be $10. Ooh, that's a massive increase. Speeding in Colorado, up from 50, for the lower amounts, to 135. Are you listening, Portland, Oregon? Parking in a handicapped spot. If you did that and you got caught, you get a ticket for $190. Now, up to $450. Yep. So that's how they're making up money. Instead of raising taxes. Because taxes for politicians is like death when you're trying to run. We really, people don't want to pay more taxes. And the reason is, it's not because, I don't think it's because people don't want to pay their fair share. But I think people feel like they're not paying their fair share when they keep hearing about the richest 1% and they don't have to pay and they're not paying and it's the middle class being squeezed out. You start to hear more and more, then you start to get more furious, I think. It ignites you. And you don't want to pay. You don't want to pay anymore because everything around you is going up and you're not digging into a trust fund to pay some money. It goes a little bit deeper than that. This was a big deal as far as polls are concerned in numbers. More Americans favor same-sex marriage, and not just Democrats. CNN did a survey and found that half of all Americans believe that marriages between gay or lesbian couples should be legally valid. 51% of those who took the poll say the marriages should just be legal. And this is the first time I've ever heard, and this is the reason I brought it up here in We Can Count, it's the first time I've ever heard a poll that you had more of a majority support for same-sex marriage than the other way around. And granted, it's a poll. But I think that's pretty significant that they found that in the people that took the survey, needless to say. I said that I would talk about General McChrystal, and if you remember, General McChrystal, a military man, if there ever was one, I mean, the guy, he was the kind of guy that barely went home because he felt like he needed to be there with his men and with his women. And when he was relieved of his command, it was the first time a top general had ever had that happen during wartime in about 50 years. And it was June of last year after that Rolling Stone article came out. Well, McChrystal was honored just today, and he talked to some reporters and talked to the crowd and said he's sorry for the way he left the job. Because it was very un-McChrystal-like. He was the commander in Afghanistan, and he was very high profile. He really got the boot. I mean, he really got the boot. So now McChrystal, he retired, of course, with the full benefits. That's the good news. But the one-time top U.S. commander now is free to speak on the Middle East and everything else, throw in his 2 cents and that not get swatted down for it. So every once in a while you're starting to see, and I think if he wants to do that, you'll see him more, not reporting necessarily, but being somebody who is a source and comes on various news shows to say what he thinks is happening and what direction it looks like things are going in Iraq, for example, with the pullout of the troops or not, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's the next play in the Middle East. Amazing. Rolling Stone brings down one of the most powerful generals in wartime. Crazy. Have any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.